What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to All the Smoke, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio in partnership with Showtime.
Welcome back, All the Smoke, LA edition. Jack, what's happening, baby?
Man, we doing it, and we gonna keep doing it.
Man, it's been a nice couple days, man. I guess if, you know what I mean, showed up or showed out.
It's only getting better.
Today will be no different. My brother, Sacramento's very own.
Come on, 916.
Fella. The 916, Mozzie. Man, first off, congratulations are in order.
Yeah.
You just signed CMG.
Yes, sir.
Naturally.
Congratulations. Tell us how'd that come about.
Cocaine Money Gang. You know, we damn near biologically related. They're my peoples. So, it wasn't forced. Something happened naturally. I've been in communication with the big dog for a minute now. He done bring me out, I'm saying, on a summer jam way back before I even popped, I think. And, he always told me, you know, it's room for you over here. But I had my own thing going on. I got right, got my shit together, and then pulled up. Came to function with him. You know what I'm saying?
Tied them loose ends. What was the first thing you said when you heard you can't wait for him to get on one of them Memphis beats?
Yeah, one of them CMG beats.
Yeah. Come on.
You in the ESTG.
You know I'm a bite down.
Yeah,
you know I'm a bite down.
Yes, sir. 2022, bro. What it's like? I know the last couple of years has been crazy for everybody, but you back working. Everybody back moving around. I have untreated trauma. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What else is going on? How you starting off?
2022, gangster party. It's been a gangster party. Lit, far as I'm concerned. New bag, most definitely.
Yeah. The most important.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, you know, that always follow behind new real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been browsing on. I can't stop looking up real estate. I've been on every site, functioning with just trying to find something dope, some type of multi-unit property. So, but outside of that, just hella family orientated, just functioning with the girly face gang.
Right.
And getting to it. Just, you know, I feel rejuvenated with this new deal. And
father,
just excited.
Two girls.
Yeah, for sure.
What's that like? What's dad life like?
Changed
your heart a little bit, huh?
Nah, for sure. But you know, it's since a youngin', I wanted youngin'. You feel me?
Yeah.
So now that I'm blessed with that, just overly excited about that. Spelling bee. We waking up 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm on a line, on a linea. Check it out. on top of the grades, you know, we stand on top of them about that grades, them school, parenting, I remind me of my grandmother so much, just the way I operate in that field.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I remember when I got in trouble at school, Granny cut my hair. I was devastated.
That's the worst punishment.
Yeah, that's the worst. She made a nigga wear, you know what I'm saying, the beat-up shoes to school. Wasn't no more, ain't no fly, none of that. Yeah. Until you get your grades in order. And that's kind of what I've been doing with my 8-year-old. Like, check it out. We wear a uniform. At a non-uniform school, we're wearing uniform. Yeah. All collar shirts. Ain't no more LOL backpacks. We finna go get this JanSport.
Yeah.
We playing.
Kind of
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but it's dope. Like I said, I got girls, 2 girls. So, you know, I call them the Girly Face Gang. And, It's a sensitive operation, straight up.
Yeah, he got some girls too, all boys.
Fella.
916 representative, Oak Park, Sacramento. Pops, you know, grew up in the streets. Mom had her issues. So, as you mentioned, your grandmother raised you.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you?
Dope upbringing. Grandmother was always stable, so she had her shit legitimate. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't never like I was switching houses and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, in and out of different neighborhoods. It was stable, so all I known was Oak Park from preschool, up into high school. Very strict. Mm-hmm. She was very strict off the dribble, militant. Work, that's all she preached. Work, work, work. That was her favorite 4-letter word. So I think I get my work ethic from her. And what else? It was a dope upbringing. I ain't really function with Grams, though, just, being rebellious up until I was, like, 17.
So you understood.
Yeah,
I was saying, love that she did everything for and didn't really understand what she was trying to preach. And so I got around that age, too.
For sure, most definitely. And just like I said, I understood the stability that she provided for me. Level of protection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, functioning with my friends, going outside and understanding what they had to deal with in their households. I'm like, that type of shit don't transpire in minds. Everything just legit, smooth, just a program. And but like I said, I see myself, the way I function with my young, it's kind of like identical to the way she functioned with me.
Mm-hmm. Starting the rap game young. First name in the game was Lil Tim. So how you get into the rap game and how did the first name come about?
I heard a song, Snoop or Ice Cube. 1, 2, 3 into the 4. Mm-hmm. Snoop, Doggy Dogg, and Dr. Dre. That was my shit early. So right then and there, I knew I wanted to function with it.
Mm-hmm. How old were you at that time?
Probably like 8, 9.
Mm-hmm. Early.
Maybe 10. Mm-hmm. But I went to a talent show at like 11, and I seen some of my peers. I think they was twins, too. And they performed. And after that, I'm like, I could do that. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I respected the way that the people was functioning with them, applied it for them, the whole 9 yards. So I'm like, I'm going to tweak on that. Just started tweaking on it, on top of music already, being in my household heavy. Pops, you know what I mean, writing and singing, Unc, he in the pen, but he used to be somewhat of a rapper. I took to it. Easy. It was easy, man.
Natural.
Said that Pac's your guy that you studied most. I mean, he's my favorite rapper of all time, too. When did your love and appreciation for him start from the get-go?
Dear Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Mama, just going through whatever I was going through with my parenting. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, raised by Grams. So, of course, a nigga wanted to be with Moms. I used to go visit her every weekend, but it was like that was my dream as a youngster, just to be with Moms. I wasn't too much worried about Pops because he was fake way strict. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So while he was doing his time in the pen, I was celebrating. You know what I'm saying? on some, you hear me?
Yeah,
but I just wanted to be with Mom. So when I heard Dear Mama, it just really touched me at an early age, and I was like, nigga, he crazy. And then on top of Graham, she functioned with him heavy. Posters, books, recorded interviews. You know, that's when we had the VHS. She used to record.
Oh, you say grandma was on himself?
Yeah, okay. She loved Pac. That was, you know, he all around her household while he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then so when he died, you know, it was she maximized on his words. And she had her own books. I used to steal her books and be reading this shit. You feel me? So Yeah, I function with Pac heavy, but I think it was the Dear Mama who really captivated me.
Mm-hmm. Other than Pac, who you were listening to growing up?
Jagger. The Jagger.
Rest
out
in
of
peace.
The Yay area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Messy Marv.
Yeah.
Messy Marv. You know, that's when I got the smell of my gangsters, so them on that type of time. But before that, so it was a couple Sacramento artists. Of course, my uncle, GP the Beast. And then people within my neighborhood. I was heavily influenced by people mm-hmm. within my neighborhood. Was
what
dropping
you seen?
Music. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, was it similar? I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, but I tell people when I was in Sacramento and I came to L.A., that's when I kind of started listening to everything else. But when I was in Sac, it was strictly Sacramento music, West Coast music, you know, Bay Area music, but it wasn't nothing really outside of that bubble for me.
Not for sure, because, you know, I ain't gonna lie, the internet wasn't booming like
right,
that.
Right.
So it was just whatever you had in your circumference, that's what you kind of gravitated mm-hmm. towards. And that's how it was for me. It yep. was, I ain't get to see what they was doing in L.A. Right.
Yep.
I didn't get to see what they, so the furthest we went was the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get Jack and Messy mm-hmm. Moore from. Keith, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but we a part of the Bay Area market, so that was just, you know, that's a no-brainer. But, yeah, I was tweaking on everything that was in my circumference, everything that was coming out of Oak Park. And, you know, we didn't really function with anything outside of Oak Park, just on a political aspect.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your childhood was the glory days of the Sacramento Kings. You posted a picture with Peja Stojakovic.
Fella.
How do you feel about the Kings now? Tell me about those days when you was a big-time Kings fan.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been sleeping on the Kings right now. But back in the days, like, that was it. You know, I mean, when we had Bibby,
Webb.
You know what I'm saying, William.
Webb.
Yeah, Webb, that number four,
yeah.
You hear me? Cool. Stojakovic, come on, it was a gangster party. And I still feel like we got played out of them rings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was.
Fucking with them Lakers.
Yeah, you hear me?
Nah, fucking
with
them
Lakers.
Nah, fucking with them refs.
Yeah, fucking with them refs,
refs.
Come on.
Yeah, because I was at UCLA during that time. So obviously, growing up a Laker fan, but then, you know, the Kings just start rubbing off on you when they start getting better. So it was just like I was holding it down for Sac, but I've been going to school at UCLA with everybody, Kobe on our campus. So it was mm-hmm. all Laker. Fuck Kings, but
yeah.
I was definitely riding for the Kings, though.
For sure.
Who you like watching now in the NBA?
Of course, you know I'm a LeBron fan, so I function with Bron heavy. And then, you know, I've been in this jurisdiction for a minute. So, yeah, I mean, I frequent the Lakers game, but I'm still naturally a King at heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going to just go down with him.
It would go down with him. Just Cowboys,
loyal.
Too.
I'm Cowboys,
going,
too.
Yeah, just go down
yeah,
with him, man.
I got a Cowboys set.
Y'all feeling pain across the board, huh?
Yeah,
yes.
It's good, though. We take it on the chin.
Yeah. Y'all feeling pain across the board. Ooh. When did you come up with the name Mozzie? What that derive from?
Mozzie. Mozzarella Marvelato. I was just in a super creative time. You feel me?
Time I say that again?
Yeah, Mozzarella Marvelato.
Yes, sir.
I was just super creative in them times. And before Mozzie, it was Izzy-ism. So you could just see right there that I was just tweaked out. You hear me? But, nah, my auntie, I think I named a puppy of mine's Mozzie, Mozzarella. And then my auntie just started calling me Mozzie. So, you know, once auntie start, you know, it stuck. When auntie
right.
call you something, it stick.
Dang.
So, yeah, it kind of stuck. I gave it a meaning, money over Zary Zane Youngin. And we ran with it. And, you know, the ASAP, I think ASAP and them was booming at the time. And I like the way that they was putting ASAP on everybody's name. I'm like, we gotta run something like that. You feel me? Where it's like inevitable, where it gotta pop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
E-Mozzie, D-Mozzie, Hus Mozzie.
Mm-hmm.
Just we gotta stick that Mozzie on everybody's name. And you know, eventually like you throw a handful of rocks at a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, so we ran with that and that shit worked in our favor.
Mm. There was no plan B for you, but when did you really know rap was gonna be your path?
I ain't gonna lie, I thought early on, I thought I was gonna, you know what I'm saying, be able to compete with Bow Wow and Lil Romeo and them. I thought I was gonna be able to max them out, you know what I'm saying?
The street version?
Yeah. And it got kind of spicy, it got spunky. So, you know, it got ugly. I couldn't, like, I'm talking about sending demos out to labels, just super promotion, street team, running it, running the course, everything you're supposed to do. And, you know, ain't nobody double back on me. It was never no deals on the table for me. And I'm talking about 16, 17. And if you would have asked me at that time, I had it. I was the truth of what I was doing. But I was overlooked. Wasn't no internet involved at the time. Maybe MySpace. And, you know, it just shit. I just kept going, though. I stayed the course. Like you said, it wasn't no plan B. I felt like I just invested too much time, energy, effort into this to where it gotta, even if I build a cake off crumbs, it gotta work in my favor one way or another. And so I ain't gonna lie, it just got to the point where I was like, CD Baby came out. And I learned how to get my music on iTunes through CD Baby. I put it on CD Baby and it ended up on iTunes. Just to be on iTunes alone was super big for me. Mm-hmm. You got an iPhone, you can go to iTunes, look my shit up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was lit. I used to buy my own shit off of that. So once I found out how to do that, I'm like, all right. Pennies was coming in. Pennies, probably like $400-$500 every project I dropped. And I felt like if I dropped 100 projects, I mean, pennies was coming in, but I felt like if I dropped 1,000 projects and, you know, they spent $100 for each project, that's $100,000. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And the way as passionate I was about music, 1,000 projects really ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. Six songs, nigga do six songs, that's 6,000 songs. Nigga, I run through six songs a day. So, you know, we'll get 1,000 projects within 3-4 years. And nigga, you know what I'm saying? I eventually be up there. But that's how I was just marketing. That's how I was looking at it. Drop 1,000 projects or drop 100 projects. Everybody spend $1,000 on each project. And I'd be able to, you know what I'm saying, be able to make a decent living off of it. But I was just so passionate about the music that, you know, I just stayed the course and kept applying press.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
2014, you went to San Quentin Prison. You said something clicked when you was in there. Make you change.
I felt like I fumbled. felt like I threw it all away.
Yeah.
I was just on my way. I was booming. I was getting $10,000 off of every project I dropped. I remember somebody saying they was giving Mac Dre $10,000 for every project, and he was just going crazy, dropping crazy projects. And I'm like, I got to get there one day. And, you know, I got $10,000. I remember receiving, like, not from a company, from CD Baby. I made $10,000, $7,000 off a project. I'm like, ooh, this lit. You feel me? And I went to jail. So I felt like I fumbled. On top of that, I just had my daughter. Mm. So I felt like, you know, I'm walking in the same footsteps as Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Fumbled on parenting. And mm-hmm. I ain't had nobody to blame. Very accountable. You know what I'm saying? Hold myself accountable.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm like, nigga, I got to get my shit right. I got to get it together. But if I wouldn't have went to Quentin, I was going 100 miles per hour. Yeah,
ain't
I probably
no
would have wrecked. I mm-hmm. probably would have totaled
no
out.
Right.
So
blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disguise. Blessing in disguise. It gave me opportunity to get my mind right, figure out exactly what I want to do, kind of like pinpoint a plan, and you know, just basically just run the course.
Mm-hmm. We touched on fatherhood early, but you said, you know, pen came right around the time your first daughter was born. What's your favorite part about fatherhood?
Favorite part about it? Well, it's so many. It's so many. I could nigga be talking all day about that. You feel me? I love it. I love when they just, you know what I'm saying? I love asking them questions and, you know, they, all right, so we got something like this. I ask them, what do you go to school to do? They say to learn. And I'll be like, all right, I could tell what you learn. They be like, by the grades that you earn. Mm. What's the key to success? And they say education. And they say it in union, you feel me, at the same mm-hmm. time. But just like little things like that, me incorporating my knowledge or my game, my ism, and, you know, feeding it to them, and then they feeding it back.
Mm.
Watching them grow. I think that's probably the dopest part of it, is just watching them grow, watching them become, you know, just the stages.
Happen from fast being a baby. Right?
Yeah.
Man, it happened fast.
From not being able to walk, yeah. talk, into now just requesting certain things, watching them become, like, making their own decisions. I don't want cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I want Eggos.
I want waffles.
Yeah, I want waffles. There it go.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch this. Yeah. I want to watch that.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want that backpack.
A little person.
This.
They a real person.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Decide what toy they want in the store, taking an hour. I got shit to do. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? So just the whole process. I'm right. in love with the whole process.
That's dope.
So most people, when they get to that fork in the road, they buckle. You know what I mean? You goddamn made a plate. You forget focus, you get out of jail, you come out with blah da da. Talk about that.
Straight to it.
It's on.
I was foaming out the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They better not give me another opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma bite down. It's my turn. This is what I've been prepping for all these years. This was when I said ain't no plan B. It's the only, this it. You know, I got an opportunity to show Granny that all them times I was ditching school, or, you know, all that weed I was smoking in her backyard trying to come up with some dope ass shit. Or, you know, it was times where she was telling me, nigga, you need to go get a job, nigga. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You know, just everything I put her through, from probation kicking in her door, et cetera, et cetera, from her having to bail me out. This is my time to pay her back. I ain't want to pay her back with kibbles. You know, a nigga was out there doing whatever I was doing as far as participating and making lucrative chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I seen the bigger picture. Like, them was crumbs, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to be able to actually pay her back. And I was granted that. I just applied pressure as soon as I came home, got straight to it, start seeing pay. Like, if somebody give you $10,000, that's one thing. A female can give you $10,000, all right, it's lit. You gonna blow through it because it was free money, it's tax-free, it ain't nothing. I ain't earned it, she just ran it to me. fork it over, you hear me? But when I made $10,000 off of rapping, it was like I gotta reinvest. Mm. It wasn't like, nigga, I'm finna just go blow it and live, nigga, go get a pint of syrup and thug with the, nah.
That makes sense.
Nah, this year I got to reinvest this. And so once the rap money started coming in, it was like I just kept reinvesting it. And I built the cake off of crumbs and it was lit. But as soon as I came home, I had my little plan, which was just to go crazy.
What's a pox shit? And, fresh out.
Fresh out. Mm-hmm. To the neck. I ain't looking for no deal. Early stages, we was looking for a deal. That's what we thought. I found an independent route, like I said, CD Baby. Ran with that. Empire reached out. Nigga, I ran with that. And it just, everything started making sense and started falling in my lap. And, you know, it was lit from there.
Two questions. I know how I felt when I met Michael Jordan. You know, I was kind of in awe, you know, just knowing who he was and what he did for what I do, basketball. Was it anybody that you was in awe of the first time you met? And the second question is, how did it feel good to get up out the hood and to travel and to be in other cities and having other people singing your music?
It was different. First time I touched down in L.A., gang members, Keyways, Crips. I'm a blood from where I'm from.
Yeah.
So, we don't really function with the Keyways. They segregate us in the jailhouses and all that. Well, you know what I mean? I went to Quentin. Keyways was fucking with me, thugging. Mm-hmm. And went to L.A. Niggas from Grave Street. Niggas from Compton. Jeweler, my nigga. Ifico, being baller. Went mm-hmm. to his store, nigga, at the swap meet. And the whole parking lot, nigga, Mozzie, nigga, mm-hmm. nigga, whoop, nigga, we love you, nigga, huh? Nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, this manny. I'm calling home, like, nigga, they love us out here,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
And so that was just dope. I ain't even think we could reach that far. So for them to just, like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we on the other side of the flag.
Right.
So when they embraced me, it was like, oh yeah, this tweaky. Mm-hmm. On top of the Bloods, you know, the Bloods out here immediately gravitated towards the nigga. So that was dope. And then Kansas City, I think that's the first place I did a show. Word for word, verbatim. They try to make me the headliner. I'm like, I don't think I should be the headliner, nigga. You know, I'm bumptable with just being, you know what I'm saying? on the show, we don't gotta do all the extra shit. Mozzie hit, you know what I mean? Just let me perform my songs, get up out of here. But after I perform, I'm like, oh, they really function with me.
Yeah.
And that was crazy. That was crazy. And I think that was one of the first plays where I came on with like 15,000. I only did the show for 2,500. And then they just buying verses, buying EPs. Here, nigga, I got 5,000 for an EP, 7 songs. Here, this nigga want 2 verses. Here, this, and you know what I'm saying? I left with like 15,000. So that was mainly. But what was the first question?
You ever bump into somebody in the rap
game? Yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Mm.
And you know, he I think he started rapping Sleepwalking. Couldn't believe it. Come on, K-Dot, Sleepwalking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nigga, word for word? What? You know who I am? Nigga, come on. It's a gangster party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, most definitely.
Nah, so he shouted you out in his Grammy speech. Obviously, that kind of opened your eyes, thinking like, you know, this is one of the, you know, Eminem just named him one of the greatest lyricists, or in his opinion, one of the greatest lyricists of all time. So bumping with Kendrick, you end up on the legendary Black Panther soundtrack.
Manny alley-oop. Like? That was a manny alley-oop. Crazy. Granny got to see that.
Mm.
You know, she didn't check out on us due to cancer.
Rest in peace.
That, she got to see that. And,
that was big for you.
That was big. That was one of my biggest accomplishments outside of tearing her off them chicken McNuggets.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
That's
me?
That's the best feeling in the world.
But she got to see that. She went, and she didn't, you know, I ain't prepper for it. It wasn't like I'm in a movie, you know what I mean? My song in the movie, none of that. She went to go see with the fam. Just, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, she came home and was just in tears, whole squad. Just like, it's crazy. Not only is we on the soundtrack, I think I told her about the soundtrack, but I didn't tell her I was in a movie. I kept that, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? The Sleepwalking in the actual movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that was big. That was big, that was monumental.
It's funny, I mean, because it's funny because, like, I fuck with your music, but this is our first time meeting. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, you talk about your grandmother. Like, I was the same way. I was able to put up bricks for my grandmother before she passed. So all the stuff you're saying, it's resonating. I can see why I fuck with your music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Any piece of advice Kendrick gave you that sticks with you? Or anything you saw in him that just made him special in your eyes?
No, I ain't gonna lie, just him knowing my music.
Okay.
Just him knowing that alone, that was like, I was mind blown. I couldn't believe it. Like, I went home and told everybody about that. And you know, that shit, and then the alley-oops, the unlimited alley-oops, you know what I'm saying? He did tell me something. He told me that, he said, you know, I'm big dog where I'm from. He's saying, talking about himself, I'm big dog where I'm from. But nigga, all my niggas love you.
Mm-hmm.
He like, nigga, you know, they function with me or whatever the case, you know what I mean? But nigga, they want to hear that Mozzie, you feel me? That shit touch him.
Mm-hmm.
And he like, you know, that's big, bro. Like, that's, you on a different level. And that just kind of fucked me up because I know exactly what he's saying. I understand it. You know, he come from the same terrain we come from. So for him to just acknowledge that and pass me them typical type of flowers, nigga, that was lit. I run with that.
Anybody you looking forward to working with that you haven't got a chance to work with yet?
I fuck with the baby. He fuck shit up. Of course, Drake, Future. I don't know how this nigga Kanye ain't put me on Donna. I fuck with everybody, man. You know I ain't biased. I'm creative.
Right.
I function with the whole industry. It's dope just to see African Americans running up these type of bags.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Me like, you know, long as it ain't, it don't got nothing to do with no, you know, politics will turn you into a hater.
Come on, man.
Politics are turning into a hater.
And it's everywhere too.
It's everywhere. So long as there ain't no political strain, nigga, I'm fucking with people.
Mm-hmm. All right, we came down to the end of the show. We got quick hitters. First thing to come to mind, let us know if you could be remembered by any bar or lyric thus far in your career. What would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. We done came a long way, traveled down the wrong way. ain't find no shell cases. Thankful for the cold case.
Yeah.
Thankful for the prostitutes assuming that we soulmates. Thankful for the big homies coach me through the dope game. Shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Top five Cali rappers all time.
Top five Cali rappers. They always whoop on me with this one. Niggas be mad. I be like, nigga, that's my top five. Yeah. Nigga, chill. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me do my shit, bro. You know what I mean? But, you know we gonna have to go with Jack. I think last time I did that, I forgot to add him on the list, so I'm gonna get him out the way immediately just because that nigga done did something to my spirit. And he done helped me grow through my little adolescence years, through the most important years. You know, them years where you jump off the porch, where you outside. Even when you go to jail and you think about lyrics, certain lyrics to get you through them times, he provided them for me. Pac, most definitely Pac, fella. You know what I'm saying? In the household, everybody love that nigga. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Of course, Snoop, because he started this shit for me.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? He started this gangster shit for me. That was one of the reasons why, you know what I'm saying, nigga even merged into this. Then we got a...
Not to cut you off, but he laid on that couch for 2.5 hours while we was interviewing him. He smoked about 10 blunts.
Mm-hmm. Lit.
Laid, but laying, though. Head here, feet kicked up.
Yeah. That's the fella. Triple salute to that movie just busted,
yeah, man,
too.
Man.
Triple salute.
Absolutely. Death Row. Head at Death Row.
K-Dot. You know he one of them guys. Yeah. I mean, we can't overlook that shit. And, you know, I ain't want to... It's my dog, nigga. This he one of them fellas, if you let me tell it. Nigga, that nigga Mozzie. Y'all heard of that nigga? That nigga fuck shit up when it kind of this rap shit. Niggas are scared of that nigga in that booth, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I fuck with blood.
My nigga.
Shit. One album you could listen to, no skips.
One album I slap all the way through, no skips. I gotta give it to that nigga EST. I fuck with that nigga EST album.
That's this dude.
I was just staying in this crib for a week.
And this motherfucker had that shit on at 7 o'clock in the morning, ringing. I was like, damn, Jack, we can't go right into the streets, bro. I ain't brush my teeth yet.
Immediately, I fuck with EST. Free Lucci too, YFN. Yeah. I fuck with the fella. He got a couple of the motherfuckers I just let play all the way through.
The one y'all did with Jay Stone was crazy.
Oh, love,
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy, too. Courtside tickets to any game in history. What game would it be?
All right, so they already had me at the Clippers. Shout out the Clippers, nigga. They done put me on the court, nigga, 10 times. Nigga, I love the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I've been on Courtside, Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? I was mad they ain't put me on the big screen. It was lightweight hate, nigga.
They should have,
9-16, nigga, y'all quit doing that shit, man. I'm one of them guys, nigga. Don't let them politics, you know what I'm saying? Me, don't do that, nigga.
Don't do that.
Courtside.
Any game in history.
Any game in history.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta send me on the floor with Jordan and them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta send on the floor with Jordan and them. Yeah.
Utah.
You got
the crossover.
I was around for that.
Yeah.
I was paying it. You know, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I wanted to play basketball before this rap shit. But I got to high school and realized them niggas was dunking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember a nigga told me, nigga, you got handles, nigga, but your jumper off. So he kind of threw me off from there. I'm like, aight, fuck all that. Nigga, I'm dunking. You hear me? But I thought I was hot sauce and one. I come from the N1 era, so I thought handles was going to get me there. I thought AI just had handles. I ain't know he was a total package with this shit. I think I'd do a Bulls gang. I like the Bulls in Utah.
Yeah. Final question, man. If you could pick a guest to be on our show, who would it be? But you have to help us get your answer on the show.
Mm. I got to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know somebody already. I don't know who you're thinking, but I know who I'm thinking.
Oh, if I put a nigga, I sit a nigga right here on this purple velvet.
Mm-hmm.
Sit a nigga right here on this purple velvet, huh? Oh, why y'all ain't got Trey the Truth on here?
That's my boy, too. That's family from the same area.
Man, come on. Get my nigga Trey the Truth up here, man. That's talking about good game and ism and wisdom and shit, man. Stick that nigga Trey the Truth up here, man. Because that's somebody I can really, you know what I'm saying, participating in getting up here. Yeah. Big bro, function with me. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to throw a name out there where I just, you know what I'm saying, send a text and they don't really
respond.
Well, man, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the new deal. Mm-hmm. Blessed to continue to be a great father, man. And man, I'm proud of you, man. Being from out that way, it's, you know, very few of us that really, really get out.
For sure, definitely.
And you're definitely doing it now, man. So we just want to commend you for that, man. Keep doing your thing.
Good looking, appreciate man. You. I want all the smoke around this motherfucker.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Good
That's
money.
A wrap. You can catch.
But before we leave.
Let's forget, man. We got to give
come
gifts.
On, bro.
Yeah, my fault.
Come on, bro.
Oh, we come bearing
what
gifts.
Mean?
Come
what you on, mean? Man.
Killer kits.
Come on,
I want all the smoke.
We can't do that.
I want all the smoke.
Bag and gear inside.
What?
All the smoke.store.
Come on.
Inside. Y'all want to go get it, but bro, you know we can't do that.
Yeah.
We gotta leave you with something.
Come on. I'm finna utilize this motherfucker, too.
Hey.
I'm gonna stick 100 M's in this motherfucker.
Okay, I'm about to say,
No, the 100 ain't going to 100,000. That F in your pocket.
Yeah.
No, I need 100 M's this time.
right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good looking. Good shit. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate your time, man. Well, that's a wrap. You can catch this on Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform Black Effects. See y'all next week.
This is All the Smoke, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio in partnership with Showtime.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.